Welcome back to 80s Pop Tops, everybody. My name is Shelby, and this is part three of our Top 25 of 1981 Countdown. This week, we will be covering songs from 15 to 11. Unfortunately or fortunately, two of the songs that we will cover, I did cover in my January and February episodes, so we will be covering them briefly and just mentioning them as we get along. So, just so you know, they all be sounding familiar, but that's okay. You can listen to them again. That's what we're here for reminiscing and wow, do we remember the music and how it was. So everybody, welcome back. Today we will be starting with number 15. Now number 15, I am going to play it first and then we will go over a little bit and then we will be moving on from there. So thank you everybody for coming back and listening and let's get on with it.
In his nowhere land, you're gonna lose that girl.
That was number 15, Stars on 45 Medley. This song came out in 1981 in June, towards the end of June. It was a peak position of number one for 1 week. As I stated in the last song from last week, the rest of these songs all had their peak positions of number one just for varying weeks. So this song was created by a Dutch group out of a trend they had started in the late 70s, early 80s of disco bootlegs. Now, I did not know this for a while when the song came out back in 81. That is not the Beatles sing on there. What they did is they went out and found two singers that sounded very much like Paul McCartney and John Lennon and had them record the bits of the songs that they stitched together for this. Then they underlied the track to Sugar Sugar for the backbeat, and then they also underlined Venus, which are the first two songs, which I always thought were kind of odd that they started with, but when I realized those were the backbone that all the Beatles songs were laid over on top of, it ended up making sense. Now, they did do a few other medleys later on because medleys had become, because of the song, a big trend in the early 80s. There was the Hooked on Classics. They did a few other ones for the Beach Boys. They did a second one for the Beatles. They released two albums. I bought the first, had gotten the first, second one as a gift when I was a kid, so I remember that one, and that one has TV themes on it. So they did a bunch of different things, even mainly for dance clubs, for like the discos or whatever was fading around that time. This is what they would kind of the quick little trend that came out at that time. So these were amazing. I'm just like, I do remember this one. This also has the advantage or the neat thing that it's the longest titled song ever to top the charts, because the original title of the song was Stars on 45 Medley Intro, and then it names each and every song bit. So that is a long title, and that was why it had gotten that title. But more conversely, now it's known as Stars on 45 Medley, that everybody would know it by now. So that being said, let's go on to our number 14 song. And this one peaked in March of 1981. Let's listen.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you lay still in the grass, all coiled up in here, sand. And though I know all about those men,
Yes, that was REO Speedwagon, Keep On Loving You. This, as I said, was a number one in March of 81 for 1 week. This was off their album High Infidelity. Now, this was the highest charting song off that album. However, there are many songs off that album that are good. It's, if you're not an REO Speedwagon fan and this just happens to be your introduction to them, I would suggest checking out the rest of that album. It's very good, especially Take It On The Run. You may hear some at some other point, but it won't be in our countdown. Anyway, another thing about this song and a couple other songs from around this time, from the early 80s, there was a movie that came out, I guess it was in the theaters in 81. However, I did not see it until I was on HBO in 82, 83 when I was younger. You may end up thinking that it's your typical, you know, high school teen raunch comedy, you know, nudity, teenage boys being idiots and stuff like that. However, if you have not seen it, it's called The Last American Virgin. There is a wonderful, nice little gut punch at the end. But if you're interested, go check that one out as well. If you like getting gut punched in the end. So as I said, REO Speedwagon. Definitely, they had another big song that came out a little bit later in the 80s. But this was, to me, their peak and one of their finer songs and one of the many off of that album. So now, let's move on to number 13. Now, as I have said before, number 13, we had discussed earlier. This is from the January one. This song was very popular. However, it was at this group as they were coming down off their large high that they had in the late 70s and early 80s. But very good in them way and any other way. So let's take a listen to this wonderful song. That was The Tide Is High by Blondie. This was your number one song in January for 1 week. Now, as I had said before, this was covered in our first episode when we tried our old format before we changed to this more concise way so we would avoid constant repeats. So I do apologize, but we got to be thorough. I can't just leave them out because then it wouldn't make sense. This was Blondie's one, if not their last top 10 hit. This was definitely influenced by reggae sounds that Blondie never really stuck to one sound consistently. They, like as I've said before, even in my Icon episode I did for 1980s, they experimented with disco sounds, rock sounds, punk sounds, and reggae. They just didn't want to pigeonhole themselves and wanted to explore all different kinds of music when they made albums. So the lead singer, Deborah Harry, did keep making music and actually made more movies during the 80s than songs, but she did come back towards the end and they had released another song that did rather well, but that was really where they are, and they kind of just do the touring thing now and just make music when they can, you know, enjoying themselves in their retirement. So that was our number 13. So now we are on to our number 12, and now we are coming to the songs that will be at number ones for 2 weeks. And this first one was the first hit for this artist, and they would end up changing their style later on in the 80s, 180 degrees, but this was their first song, so let's take a listen.
Another day ahead seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by.
That was Sheena Easton, Morning Train, a number one song from May of 1981. Yes, this was a number one song for 2 weeks. Like I said, this will be the beginning of the songs that have held the top spot for 2 weeks in 1981. Some of you may have known this song as Morning Train 9 to 5. That parenthetical was added later on to avoid confusion with another song that's in our countdown that we'll come upon later. This was Sheena Easton's first big hit. She also had a hit later on, not much later on, but with the theme to the James Bond film, For Your Eyes Only. They were both rather slow, ballady styles, you know, more to, you know, the crooning, you know, the fluttery-eyed female waiting for her man, yada, yada, yada stuff. So, this album did well for her, did pretty well. She did not have much of a follow-up to this one as well, so she kind of faded out for a little while. Then she met a little man from Minnesota. He helped produce her third album, and that one was a big hit. This had two songs that were just, I always remember, but were complete departures from any of the music that she had done previously. Strut, and also Sugar Walls, which there's an entendre there that's pretty obvious. It's not really hidden. If you're a little younger, maybe, but for anybody and any of us, it really wasn't. And then after that, she also went on to duet with this little man from Minnesota on his album. Of course, you all know who that is. That was Prince. So, yeah, he kind of changed her image and gave her a second boost to her career. And she did pretty well with that. She also ended up doing a couple movie things now and then. She had a spot on Miami Vice as Sonny's girlfriend, of course, who got killed. Because, you know, in the 80s, if you were brought on for a bit as a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you weren't going to be on the show for very long, you could pretty much guarantee you're going to end up dead one way or the other. So now we are going to go on to our number 11 song and the last song of this week. Again, this will be a repeat from earlier this year, but we'll talk about it anyways, and let's take a quick listen.
It's all right.
That was Celebration by Kool & the Gang, your number one song in February for 2 weeks. This was Kool & the Gang's, one of their biggest well-known hits that kind of made them even bigger in the early 80s. Of course, they had been around. They had done Jungle Boogie, Hollywood Shuffle in the 70s, which are amazing songs. They ended up doing Misled later in the 80s, which, again, I love as well. I don't know if I mentioned this when I first talked about them, but they are definitely the combination of disco and R&B or funk as it is. Not as rocking as Prince would end up being, but pretty similar, which is just the kind of music I love because it's very, very energetic, very fun. It's just wonderful. So that was their big hit for that year. So they did pretty well. As I said, it was 2 weeks at number one. So I want to thank you all for coming back and enjoying and listening to the our continuation of the top hits of 1981. Our next one we'll cover from 10 to 6. And we'll have mostly new ones in there. I'll have one repeat, but once I said, just bear with me and you won't hear this anymore. Now that I figured out, this is a much better way. But I do appreciate any new listeners and you guys in general. I do enjoy listening to this Gen X guy just drone on about songs he used to love. But you wait, it gets better because as we move on into the 80s, there's a lot more to say and a lot more stuff that just brings back tons of memories. Things you remember doing and things you don't want to remember doing. But that's what music's for. It sticks in your brain, takes you on an instant magic carpet ride right back to where you remember it starting. And you always want to go back there again and again just for a few minutes of escape or like this podcast, a half an hour. So once again, everybody, thank you for joining me, and I will be back in the next 2 weeks, and we will continue this countdown and continue on our journey back to the 80s. Thanks, everybody.